It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
What would you say? You do.
Hey, Rob! Yeah!
Yes, sir. Yes. Yazzer?
Hoover?
Welcome back, everybody.
Is this a goddamn?
It's a Satan den.
See Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com's website. Live on CWERadio.com. .org.edu. I'm Derek with Rizzoli. This is Matthew.
Huge erection! I can't wait to get my hands on you! Woo!
Our buddy Dawson's joining us.
Howdy.
And of course, Big Kev.
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got, guys.
Something's up with my headphones. I don't know what it is.
What's wrong with them?
They sound a little weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I can deal with it, but.
What does they sound like?
I don't know. It seems a little off. Hey, by the way.
Uh huh.
And I tweeted about this. Goodfellas quotes don't always go over well with black people.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Particularly ones about shine boxes. And apparently they get offended.
I guess they never seen the movie.
I was at a bar and I was drinking with a very large black man named Charles.
Oh, okay.
And him and his other friend, they'd already made a Friday reference.
Uh-huh.
So then we all get a round of shots, and somebody says salute, and I do the shot, and I say, now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Ooh.
Which is met with complete silence. And Charles standing up and going, the fuck you just say?
Wow.
And immediately I'm stammering. I'm like, Billy Batts, Joe Pesci, Goodfellas, it's the line from the movie. And his buddy at first was trying to pretend that he didn't... he didn't know it. And he's like, what the fuck? We're black guys. You don't say that in front of us. And then he's like, all right, no, I know Goodfellas. It's cool, Charles. It's cool. Charles, you may know him as the Godfather. You know, sometimes people...
that guy.
Yeah, yeah. And his buddy D'Lo Brown. Yeah, we were just having
some... white women at?
I'm sorry.
We were just having some drinks, you know?
That's a nappy-headed hose there. I'm going to take that down.
Yeah. So I almost got my ass kicked by the Godfather.
Or at least pimp slapped.
Yeah.
And then he ordered some food.
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
Yeah.
And a watermelon.
Almost got your ass kicked by the Godfather.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big fan of Fireball.
Yeah?
And marijuana.
Who is it? Fireball and marijuana. Now, at least that's like a suitable... I don't know.
What's that?
Two weeks ago, Steve was here. I didn't post the shows. I'm sorry. He drank like a whole little bottle of fire. Oh. I don't know how the hell he does that.
It was gone.
It's like drinking gum. It's disgusting.
7/8 of the bottle was just like, where'd it go?
Steve, how's he doing?
I have no idea. I haven't seen him.
By the way, that was the pizza place that just called me.
Yeah.
And it, again, with the address. This is the driver for Pasta Pizza.
Were they at your place?
He said Pasta Pizza. And he goes, are you in Belfort? I go, no. I'm like, please. I'm like, hold on. I'm like, let me explain something. I go, I'm not home. I'm at a friend's house. Okay? And I order pizza.
Dude, next time, let me know. Just call from the house phone.
I know.
Seriously? Cause
it's absurd.
It is.
He goes, oh, okay. He's like, is it Milkbrook?
Milkbrook!
I go, no.
Is that where they got the cows?
Yeah. No, I'm like, mill as in windmill. And he goes, okay, I'll be there very shortly. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I'll bring my glasses.
The guy even said on the phone, he goes, make sure you, when the driver picks it up, he goes, dude, use the second address.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Is that uncommon?
You know what? I ordered from Pizza Hut years ago and sent it to my old apartment.
Yeah.
And then I ordered it here, sent it here. But apparently, even though I changed it, the old address still comes up.
Horrendous.
So they go there and they're like, oh, we're knocking on your door. No one's here.
No, you're not knocking on my door, you idiot.
Yeah. So I actually had to make a whole new account and put in my my new address.
No.
Oh.
No, I know for a fact that you don't have to do that.
No, you don't.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And how come this stuff doesn't happen in Chinese places?
I don't know.
How come they get it right? These so-called worst drivers,
yeah.
If we're being racist.
Yeah.
Well, everything else is very efficient.
Confucius says you won't not get this wrong.
I've never had a problem with Chinese food being delivered.
No.
Nope. Even when there's white guys.
Because if you...
Well, they invented probably Google Maps.
Google?
Google.
Google.
Google. Google Maps.
This is the Koreans.
Yeah, no problem with the Chinese until they almost run over your dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they did with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Well, that's a sesame chicken right there.
Jen ordered Chinese and...
did you stop him and take your tip back?
I wasn't home. I got a secondhand story, but the dogs got out. And
let them out.
By the way, Asians have a very, very bad problem with not closing gates and doors and stuff behind.
They're
them.
They're always looking ahead, never looking behind.
The repairman that would come and work on our house would do it all the time, just leave all the gates open from the door all the way out. But the delivery person left everything open. The dog got out, ran out into the street. So Jen paid the lady and went to go chase down the dog. And she said, meanwhile, the delivery lady just kept going, oh, doggy, doggy, like waving.
Hello.
So then gets in the car while Jen's trying to chase the dog and starts driving away until the dog runs in the middle of the street and just slams on the brakes. Right in front of the dog. Oh, look, doggy, doggy.
I'll go pay you with my car, okay?
Well, they needed food for the next delivery.
Yeah. Oh, are you insinuating that the Chinese use dogs for their food?
And cats. Sesame Garfield. It's Chihuahua Lo Mein.
Dogs are Korean.
Yeah.
Well, it's Chihuahua Lo Mein, Sesame Garfield. I think it's Pitbull Broccoli.
Oh.
You know, I feel like you could have said anything.
Yeah.
You look like you were searching for it.
Yeah, well, I was remembering.
Pitbull and Broccoli.
Yes.
Got a list.
Never heard that before.
Got a list.
Oh, and what was Maltese Lo Mein. That's right. That's right.
Maltese.
Is that from the Isle of Malta?
Delish. So what's going on? We didn't do a show last week. Why not? Easter?
Easter.
Jesus.
Esther.
Yes, because it's that wonderful time of the year when Jesus comes back as a chicken that lays... I guess a chicken that lays chocolate eggs with rabbits.
No, it's not a chicken, actually.
I thought it was a rabbit.
Yeah. It's a rabbit laying chicken.
Or does the
eggs,
rabbit screw the chicken?
Marshmallow chicken.
Well, rabbits don't have eggs.
I think the rabbit screws the chicken, so the chicken lays a chocolate egg. Then the rabbit steals it and gives it to children.
What is it that we say?
Well, he's covering up his tracks.
It's believable.
What is it that we say?
This chicken's like, I got a bunch of chocolate eggs here. Yeah. You better start fucking paying support. So he's like, I don't think so. Neighborhood kids are getting them.
Yeah.
Marshmallow.
In fact, I'm going to paint them so you know they're not mine.
Yeah.
What is it that we say about Jesus on Easter?
Respawn? I don't know.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah. Get over it.
Yeah. He's dead. Get over it.
God, that old story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was I driving with you or did I just... No, I was with Mary.
You were with Mary.
You just heard the story.
I was with...
Oh, you were behind me.
Yeah.
I think it was just you.
No, I had somebody in the car with me.
Yeah,
was
I was...
It Megan?
I think it was random. Like, we weren't going somewhere together. You just were behind me.
No, we were going somewhere.
We were?
Yeah, I was following you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, and we were stopped in traffic in a place where there should be no traffic ever.
Well, it was because it was Easter.
It was Easter, and they were doing some weird parade across...
Yeah. They,
the street.
They were just
road.
Walking people over to the church so that they could go to church.
Yeah, but there's like 100 people, there was a lot of people. Slowly walking. Yeah,
there was a lot of people.
And I was getting so mad, I just leaned out the window and said, "Get over it, he's dead." And then I just see Matt in the back just silently like falling around laughing.
He's dead, get over it.
D-E-D. Dead.
And I tell you what, it didn't work. They didn't move.
Easter's a celebration of him being undead.
Zombie.
Tortellini with Alfredo, baby.
Somebody get the pizza.
Somebody get the goddamn pizza.
Otherwise, they're going to come down here all confused.
Matt's going to... I don't know anybody upstairs.
There's someone at the door, and I don't know what's going on.
I don't know anybody upstairs.
Say, I told you. You got to be quick, Joe.
Okay.
They get confused.
How much is it?
Yeah, you know,
whatever's
in
the wallet.
You know what wasn't clever was all the people sharing the zombie Jesus picture.
That got old like 5 years ago.
Yeah. All right, we get it.
Yeah. Zombies are cool. Jesus is
move on.
I did like the there was a banner that a church put up said "The Walking Dead returns this Sunday." It was a picture of Jesus coming out from the cave. Because he's walking.
That is good.
That was cute.
It's current.
Yeah. You know,
it plays on pop culture.
It is. And I liked it.
Well done, church.
Did you guys do anything for Easter?
Yeah, I did.
Let me guess. It involved food.
It did.
Okay.
Okay. So my mother worked. My sister worked. My aunt and her family went to, I guess... His sister, her sister-in-law's house. I didn't feel like going there. And my grandfather went to the neighbor's house, and I didn't feel like going there. So I cuddled up with some White Castle.
What?
Yeah.
No.
On Easter.
Some Easter Castle?
Yeah.
Now, did you dye the buns any colors? Or?
Put little bunny ears on them? Or?
No, they turned brown eventually and came out of my ass.
Oh, yeah. So you made your own chocolate eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
What about you, Kev?
Oh yeah, Easter was great.
Did you put bunny ears on the dogs?
No. Had my siblings over.
Well, that's nice.
There was a ham.
Nope.
Went to the Kingsburg Boardwalk,
ooh,
which, by the way, is back in a big, big way.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is probably the most people I've ever seen there.
Really?
Ever.
They finally cleaned it up for good.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that are still closed and boarded up. New roller coaster, though.
Really?
And it turns upside down.
As if
not enough people have died there.
I know.
Wow.
Well, speaking of deaths, I heard
three people died on that Kingsburg roller coaster, but it was just overdoses.
How did it happen?
Well,
it's just here.
Isn't Action Park opening back up again? I guess not enough people died there.
Action Park.
Didn't it technically never close? It just became something else?
No.
Well, it's a graveyard.
It adapted and moved on.
Actionless park.
cemetery now.
Sentient parks.
Yeah. Fucking burying people on every ride. Tombstones in the way of the flume. Yeah.
Action crypt.
You're going alive. Come out with a broken neck. Splash.
Action parking lot.
I don't think I never even went to an action park.
I don't go to those kinds of places. No. I just don't.
Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, it's great, actually.
It's disgusting.
The water's so clean and perfect, bacteria-free.
I went to the land
of
make-believe.
You're being sardonic, I think.
The land of make-believe?
I've been to the land of make-believe.
When you were a kid, I hope?
Yeah. And then last week. Yeah, I was trying to pick up some chicks.
Yeah? Yeah. Bring some cigarettes with you? Hey, kids. Want to smoke?
Oh, man. My cousin got bit by a horse at the land of make-believe.
Wow. Yeah. That hurts.
That just sounds funny. How many times do you hear people say that?
Clutch says only 6 people died there, according to them.
A mere half dozen.
Yeah, yes. And like 5 days worth of it being
only
opening.
6 lives were ended. Only 6 families were ruined.
Oh, Clutch is on?
Yeah.
I got something for him. It's called the team in the playoffs, and they're winning ahead in the series.
NYR. Let me guess what that stands for.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
New York Riders.
Retards. Get it.
That beautiful Lady Liberty.
Yeah. And my sister.
Sorry, Clutch.
My sister just is going on an interview for.
Oh yeah.
For paid internship.
Whoa.
By the way. Paid. So there could be some tickets coming our way.
Oh shit! Yeah.
For the Rangers and the Knicks.
Who are they?
Who's that?
Yeah, who?
The Knicks, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't they just fire their awful coach with the paint on goatee.
Anybody know anything about that? Fire everything.
Do you know who that guy is? Basketball, right?
Yeah, they got Phil Collins.
Phil, not gonna work here anymore.
Phil my crevice. They got the old Chicago Bulls coach. He's like the GM now.
Who's the guy I'm thinking of? The black guy with the really awful goatee.
Yeah, Phil something. Phil my
Patrick Ewing.
Phil Sims.
Yep.
Is that it?
Larry Bird.
Dr. J.
Irvin Magic Johnson.
You guys aren't playing fair. I'm going to put an awful goatee.
Just put in Chicago Bulls coach.
Mike Woodson.
Basketball. Or basketball. That's fine.
Allen Iverson.
Clutch says Mike Woodson.
Mike Woodson? Mike
Or is he trying to urban it up?
And I don't know.
He's saying Mike, yes, Mike Woods, is. Son. Right?
Yeah, this guy here.
No?
Tiger Woods?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I know him.
He kind of looks like Mr. Potato Head or something.
Yeah, he just looks like Steve number one, but black.
Oh yeah. My God. Yes.
No, you're so right with that, Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Potato with a tie and a goatee.
Mr. Yeah. Potato Head.
Great.
I wanna wrap his head
in foil.
I think they did fire him.
The Knicks are so embarrassing. They have like the highest payroll, and they come in last like every year.
Did you say they come in ass?
Yeah.
That's
what they... Well, they do in the showers, their own business.
Yeah. Mm. Mm.
I don't support that at all.
What, homosexuals? Me neither.
I'm going to go on a hunger strike.
Wait.
What?
About the Knicks or gays?
Going on a homo strike? What?
I don't mind.
Speaking of homos, you know what bothers me?
What?
That if... You're not comfortable calling a man who became a woman, you're considered intolerant.
Still not a woman,
it's
though.
It's a man. Exactly. It's a Halloween outfit.
No matter what you do, it's still not a woman. It is biologically a man. You can just pretend to be a woman if you want. That's fine. You're still not a woman.
Even if you get Mr. Winky chopped off, you're still a man.
You're just a man without a penis.
Exactly.
And if you are that person, I think, you know, the proper outlook should be, hey, just don't call me late for dinner.
That's all I'm asking. Call me what you wish.
Call me what you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
Do they want their
or blowjobs?
What? Like male, woman, question mark?
Yeah, they should have like a little half bath.
It's like, what are you?
With just like a little stick figure going, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like a transforming tub, like a toilet bowl into a urinal, because you don't know what the hell is going to work
in
there.
Or C, all of the above.
I think I have all the different designations sorted out. I don't know if you guys are like familiar with the terminology for all the different types.
No, but I would like to know it.
I like to
narrow down my porn searches.
You got to know. Because exactly.
I get everything.
Yes. Yeah. First thing you want to avoid definitely is a transsexual.
Yes.
You want to avoid
that.
Yes.
That's just a dude dressed like a woman.
No, that's a transvestite.
Oh. Okay.
See, this is what I don't know.
One at a time.
This is like
time,
the difference between meteors, meteoroids, and meteorites. You got to know.
Asteroids.
Meteoroids is when the thing comes out of the air.
A meteoroid is a chunk of an asteroid.
My hemorrhoids are flaring.
Okay.
Let's get back to the tranny.
So the meteoroid is in space. And then if it gets into the atmosphere and burns up, it's a meteor. And if it hits the ground, it's a meteorite.
I thought you were just doing that as a joke. I want to hear about
that. So wait,
I'm going to get into it.
The asteroids are, I guess, they're big.
Now, yes, asteroid is the original entity.
The OG.
But what happens when a man dressed as a woman burns up in space?
Oh, wow. That's called a trans asteroid.
Yes. What if they make it through the orbit and land on your ass?
That's trans asteroid.
LGBT.
That's a good date.
Wow. So, okay, so you say, all right, if you want to give me the description, I'll try to give you the name.
Do you have like a rundown of each one?
All right.
Has tits.
Wait,
real?
Taking hormone. No. Medically acquired.
So was a guy.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait.
Has tits. Taking hormones.
Uh-huh.
Is going to get the dick removed, but the dick is still there.
What's pre-op that? Transsexual.
Pre-op transsexual. Okay.
What? Wait.
You have to look at like transsexual, yes. Meaning crossing sexes. Okay. That's the definition.
So transsexual is what?
A post-op transsexual is someone who has gone through the entire process of going from one sex to the other.
All right, but if a transsexual can't have a, you know, one of these
boner,
it can't have one of those.
Well, they have ways to do it now. But,
is it like a rejock?
You get the pump thing going. Yeah, you can actually
rejock.
Yeah,
you
can simulate. Quote. And the key word here is simulate being a man. Sure.
So it's a bicycle pump test.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that myself.
Air compressor at the gas station.
I would get one of the little basketball pump things like the old sneakers to.
So a cross dresser is a transvestite. You remember the word vest in there and trans, and that's how you remember.
Fucking lesson.
See that, okay? I'm serious. Yeah. That's how you remember.
And they got like full beards and
this is what
chests.
Made me think about it because I was walking out of a grocery store and I saw a man, not even trying to be a feminine at all. In full women's clothes.
That's a cross-dresser, brother.
With long hair. Yeah.
That's
like
a cross-dresser.
Big, thick, like, heels on the shoes.
The big old beard and
that,
like,
see, that's
smoking
scary.
A cigar.
Now, yeah. They don't even try to look like a
but
woman.
But I couldn't tell if this is, like, somebody who enjoys wearing women's clothes or if they're going for, like, a Mick Jagger thing. It was somewhere
Mick Jagger did like wearing women's clothes.
Because he was, like, so brutally ugly.
Yeah.
As both, you know, of any sex, regardless.
Yeah.
That I you know, I didn't know what was going on.
We should have followed him to the car, see if he was listening to the Rolling Stones. It could have been Mick Jagger.
And then beat the shit out of him for being different.
Faggot.
Yeah.
Now a transgender, does anybody here know what a transgender means?
Is that the person who has both?
Nope, that's a hermaphrodite.
That's a hermaphrodite. That I know.
That's a hemoglobin.
I knew that, yes.
Hemoglobin.
So what is this now?
Transgender is someone who identifies as the opposite sex of what they are biologically.
So no surgery or anything?
No surgery. They just try to live their life as close as they can as the opposite sex.
If tomorrow I was just like, I'm a girl.
And you started dressing like a woman, but actually like tried to give off the appearance of a woman, because that's the key difference between transvestite and transgender. Is a transvestite literally just likes to wear the clothes.
Yeah.
Has no desire.
It's
can
a guy
be straight
who
and have
like
a family,
a
and he goes home at night and he puts on his wife's fucking
underwear.
So that's
what I saw going to the store was a transvestite.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Because you see the word vest.
Yes. You see the hairy chest vest.
Now see, that's another one that bothers me, though, is like the people who are like, I may be a man right now, but I've always felt like I should have been a woman. Like, what? Like, are we supposed to think that's okay? And why is it that if you don't agree with that?
Okay, they can feel that way, and that's awesome. But if I want to say, you know what, you should probably try looking into being what you are and making it a little easier on yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe that sounds mean and like, what's the word for it? Intolerant or inconsiderate or something like that. But, you know, if you're really trying hard, you know, there's going to be a time where you're going to fool somebody and you can get yourself into some trouble.
I have no problem with that. You know, to
me, whatever.
If they want to wear a red flag, that's fine. That's fine.
No, they can't wear a Confederate flag, though.
They always want to have gay day parades.
Gay day.
Gay day.
Well, what about straight parades?
Every parade is a straight parade.
Is that a parade that doesn't leave one street?
Just straight line it because they're stubborn. The road turns, they just go right through someone's backyard. Yeah. They're very stubborn.
Clutch. This is a straight parade. Clutch, right through your kitchen, ma'am.
Clutch has a very good question here. What is a Trans Am? A Trans Am is, you know how like when guys have their cars, they like to name it after women?
Yeah.
So the guy names it after one, but the car really feels like it's a guy. So that's a Trans Am.
So it was Amory, but now it's Am. Trans Am.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Trans
Am.
Okay,
terrific.
So, but, yeah. But, yeah, no, and I know what Kev's saying. It's just, it makes it more difficult for the rest of us.
So what
like, I have to be able to identify, like, I'm looking at you and clearly I can see that you're a woman, but you feel like a dude, so you wear baseball caps and baggy clothes and just try to live your life out as a guy.
What about now?
They can then try to become a transsexual, but if they don't go through any kind of process or any kind of drugs or anything like that, then they're just transgender.
So what are the like?
But this is females.
What are the ones with the little limp things that don't work?
What?
The tie
you know
body.
What I'm talking about, right?
The little limp things.
Every
that
once
don't
in a
work.
While, now you see the. I guess they're she-males, where they actually have like usually a very small penis that doesn't really work.
Oh, like an oversized clitoris, basically. Yeah. I mean that's
well, she-male. Are there transsexuals as she-males? What's going on?
I mean, she-male is like a slang for. I mean, a she-male is literally just a guy like posing as a woman in porn.
Is that like a shorter for a hashtag? It's easier to do. You can just set a transsexual have two S's.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to research all this tonight.
Yeah,
write a book.
It's confusing. It really is.
It is.
But I think I shed some light on the subject.
I think
tonight.
You did. Yeah, you did. Yeah. I like the vest.
Can't people just be gay and let it go?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. No, but see, like they're not gay. They don't want to feel like they are a woman liking women. They feel like they should be a man, or vice versa.
But they're not.
It's like Eddie Izzard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
he just dresses
in
like
the gaming
girl.
Community. There's a lot of this. Yeah. Like it happens more than.
Did you just say gaming?
Yeah, the G A Y M I N G community.
Who was that woman that went fully guy, but she's still got the vagina, but looks like a dude?
Oh,
Buck
no.
Angel?
I don't know.
That's the one.
Buck Angel.
Buck Angel. That is the scariest thing you'll ever see in your life.
It looks like a short bald man, completely ripped up.
Buck Angel?
Sex, arms, tattoos, abs, but then there's a vagina. Mm-hmm. And it does porn.
Wait, you're saying that's
does
a girl?
Porn too?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That is
porn.
A girl. What I'm looking at right
now.
Yeah.
You could
can
find
you bring
that,
it on the
I'm afraid
screen?
To.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to make sure there's no.
You could find before images. That's a girl.
That's a girl?
Yep.
That is a woman. Top right looks like it might show you everything you need to see. Almost.
No.
It's got its own website. I didn't know that.
Dude.
Is that real hair or is that prosthesis?
For what do you mean?
It's gone through like the hormones to like grow facial hair, Chaz Bono.
Yeah,
I think you got safe filter on.
Lots of testosterone.
No, I don't. That's why I was making sure. Yeah. Wow,
yeah, definitely loading up on the testosterone.
How do they do the voice though?
What
now? On the other hand, there is a porn star, actress, actor, whatever you want to call it, who's. A very attractive woman who has a penis.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Named Bailey J.
What?
Ah, yes.
What? It goes a complete other way.
If you remember, I sent you a GIF a while ago of like a chick brushing her teeth, and then it pans down, and you just see like a big... I sent it to you. Yeah, no. I definitely sent that to you.
That was the debate. Vagina or dick in that case. Which one do you go for?
See, that was just a guy with a big dick that got boobs.
Oh,
yeah. Bailey. You put these two next to each other.
Yeah, that's a shemale. That's like your like standard porn definition of a shemale.
Yeah.
It's just a guy with fake breasts.
Yeah.
But this one is scary. The one that Kevin mentioned looks just like a woman.
Okay.
You can't see any.
Who is this?
I'm going to try and find it.
Yeah.
A safe picture.
What's the name?
No.
Bailey J. You know what? I'm going to put safe search on just for the sake of this.
American trans woman.
Yeah. So.
No, you know what? Wow. That just looks like a Jewish girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you take that or with the dick or the other thing with the vagina?
But there's a monstrous penis.
Yeah.
Monstrous.
Yeah. Monstrous penis.
Well, I'll be the dragon
out of it. Dick, you take the penis or vagina? Which one do you do this time? I think every guy is going for Bailey.
This was the picture shrine. I sent you.
Okay, so you can't click that.
I wouldn't.
Okay, I see. Here's a picture with the penis. Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah, it looks average to me.
It looks.
If you
swinging in a shower.
If you want to put the camera on those two, so I can show you this.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
So.
There's the fake tits.
There's
the dick. Yeah.
Yep, that's penis. I really don't remember this.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I guess you can't show
all safe
that.
Here?
All safe. We're clear.
That's
it's basically Sarah Silverman with a penis.
Good call. Very good call.
Yeah.
And so, for some reason, there's a random baby raising its hand in the Google search.
Get this off my screen. I've been fooled.
Oh.
Yeah.
A Virginia-based Christian group known as Family Foundation is planning for its members to fast and pray for 40 days and 40 nights this year in an effort to fight same-sex marriage.
Okay.
Mm.
See, that's good that they're just going to pray quickly.
Let's get it over
fast
with.
Fast pray.
Yeah.
And amen.
I'm pretty sure you can't live for 40 days and 40 nights without...
Not without water. You can make it without food.
Now, is there a definition of fasting? Like, you can do certain things? Mm-hmm.
There's a limited.
You can have like Cheez-Its or something.
Yeah. You're fasting really quick.
Fasting doesn't like literally mean you don't consume any food. It's like a, that's called starving.
Yes.
fasting has its own like definition.
Isn't it
limited to like no food?
Like an after sundown type of thing.
Yeah, you're not allowed to eat like during certain times.
Yeah.
You have very limited amount of food. But
well, you just do things really quick. You could fast.
Fasting. So you mean I only have 12 minutes to eat this number three with a side of nuggets and an extra burger?
You can consume, but only quickly.
Whoops, yes. I accidentally typed fast nig.
Whoa. What'd you get, Usain Bolt?
It didn't give me any suggestions.
Primarily an act of willing.
Oh, Kenneth Johnson. That's his Twitter handle, fast nig. That's what it is.
What's Kenneth Johnson up to?
Kenneth Johnson is a shoe.
He's a shoe.
It's a
okay.
sneaker.
He's a Jordan.
An absolute fast is normally defined as absence from all food and liquid for a defined period, usually a single day, 24 hours, or several days.
Don't the Indians do that? I know Trinidad, they have that in their religion, I'd like to say.
Yeah. I was actually on the wrestling team with I believe it's Muslims.
Yes.
And they go an extended period of time where they have to fast. But yeah, again, it's like I said, after sundown, they're allowed to eat
and
drink.
It's like cleansing.
But during the day, they can't.
It's because God can't see them at night.
Oh.
It's too dark.
Well, unless they smile.
That's
racist.
It's fucked
it's
up.
Only when no, I mean, because they got, you know, the teeth light up.
Well, I was just being cute. You brought the racist.
You have to take it to the next level.
I was being realistic because everything with these teeth is white.
You might as well be that basketball coach. Who's it?
Huh?
The basketball? Is it a basketball coach who has the half Dr. Mexican, J. half black girlfriend? And she recorded
De Blasio?
Him.
Derek Jeter?
So might as well be De Blasio. Yeah. He does have a black wife.
Tiger Woods?
Yeah. Some old guy. I don't know. He looks kind of Jewish.
Nixon.
He got caught on the phone just saying a whole bunch of, quote, racist things.
Yeah.
Basically saying, like, why do you have to go on your Instagram and post pictures of yourself with black people? Why do you have to promote it? Why do you have to bring it to my games? And she's just like, don't you realize that I'm mixed?
That was in the news, yeah.
And he's just like, no. He's like, you're supposed to be an innocent white or Latino girl. And he's like, but see, the thing is, the way he's talking, he's not like furious. He's not like doing like a Mel Gibson, like where he's like screaming at her or anything like that. He's being extremely reasonable about it. He's like, you know, he's like, if this breaks us up, it breaks us up. He's like, that's just, you know, it's just the way it's going to be, you know.
Well, that
like
Mel Gibson shit, she set him up for that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But what I'm saying is like, he's just expressing straight up. The dude is expressing his feelings and it's being recorded and used against him now. So it's like, yeah, like what he's saying is fucked up and stuff like that, but is it anybody's
Everyone's
business?
Been in that
yeah,
in that
it's nobody's business. It's
what
like,
person has not done what mm-hmm. him or Mel Gibson has ever done in their life?
Right, I tell every chick I know not to hang out with black people.
No, he said you can do whatever you want. You can hang out with them. You can even sleep with them.
Wow. Don't let anybody
He's
see
like,
you?
But just don't bring it to my games and promote it on your Instagram.
Right, wow.
That's what he told her. And she's just like, oh, whatever. She's got lots of money, and that's why she's with him. So, I don't know. But, yeah, she's Mexican and black. She's like, you're trying to tell me to remove something that is in my bloodstream.
Does she mow her own lawns for freedom? No.
Yeah. It was a very interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Like very extremely, like, it seems like they talk about this a lot.
Okay, wait. So Christians aren't eating to stop gays.
Yeah, that'll do it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You burped into that mic like you were doing like a solo part of the song. Like,
yeah. Yeah, we called it Dio.
The Dio? Yes.
The World Cup is in Brazil this summer.
Oh, yeah?
Some people are going to be very excited.
Oh, boy.
Because...
What is it, a tumbler? A mug? What is it?
Brazil?
Brazier.
There are not one, not two,
Goblet.
But three themed restaurants in the country. What do you think the theme is?
All right.
That Americans might... get a hoot out of.
Yeah, Brazilian barbecue and
Brazil.
Not my time. I really don't know. I don't like know what it's going for.
Can you just give me that? The what are we guessing?
There are three theme restaurants in Brazil that have a very specific American.
Yes, yeah, like Rainforest
tragedy
Cafe. Oh,
theme.
Oh, oh my.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, the 9/11 cafe.
Yeah.
Instead of the Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
There are three Osama bin Laden themed bars in the country.
What the fuck is this? This is great.
Look at all that sun-kissed.
That is a lot.
And that grape
That's
soda.
Actually not sun-kissed.
That's like...
Sukiya.
I got a microphone
suck
in
it.
Way.
I think it says suck it.
Suck it.
But it does look
Can
like
sun-kissed.
Can you
tell your brother
like,
suck it?
Yeah. Sukif or something like that?
Is that Alibaba grape soda?
And of course, the fucking traitor he is, Obama's right there toasting the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mountain Dew next to him.
Sukita is the brand of that soda.
What about the grape?
It's called Bar Du Bin Laden.
Sukita.
And features a guy sporting look-alike.
He's pretty good,
garb.
Actually.
Yeah, selling beers with images of himself all over the wall.
That's so joyous.
Hilarious.
In their blog, they put that it's very popular with, quote, fans of rock music.
Very popular.
And then, of course, now there's all these copycat bars coming out.
The bar looks like a 50s-style diner.
That's incredible.
So yeah, soda.
You can go see the World Cup and you can have a drink with Bin Laden.
That's all my Arabic.
That's good.
That's all I got.
That's good.
What kind of soda do you want? Mountain Dew.
That is awesome. I really like that. It's like how they're toasting.
Bin Laden looks great better time than Obama.
Mm.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, you're right. I guess all the stress of this Obamacare thing has really worn down Obama because he doesn't look too good there.
No,
he's going to need his own care soon.
Obama doesn't care.
.com.
George Bush hates black people.
Yes.
Because George Bush hates black people.
Okay. All right then. Yes. Anyway.
And Clutch says it looks like an SNL skit.
It really does. It really does. Absolutely.
Except the costumes are a little better.
VH1 just ran I don't know what you call it, a documentary or something about SNL through the 90s. Mm-hmm. Really,
yeah, I saw that was on, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
It was good?
It ran again today. They went year by year interviewing different cast members about things that had happened at the time, and they played a few little bits from the different artists that had been there over time.
Mm.
And... yeah, I mean, it's so weird, like, how much iconic shit came out of that time. And it was, like, right after all the big names had just left, that whole, like, 95, 96 time.
Yeah.
And just out of nowhere, like, Will Ferrell and Catan.
Sherry O'Terry.
Yeah, O'Terry and all them just showed up.
I remember everyone...
Oh, and Norm MacDonald, by the way.
Yeah, and Norm MacDonald stuck around for a couple years.
Yeah.
I was, like, 8th or 9th grade when they made the switch for us. Was it? Something like that. It was 94, 95.
I don't remember.
That's when they started, like, all David Spade and Mike Myers and Farley and them started dropping out.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon came on right after Adam Sandler left.
Yeah, Chris Kattan, Jimmy Fallon, Will Ferrell, Sherry O'Terry, a few of the other ones. But I remember people, like, being so, like, upset and saying how, like, bad that season was. And I'm like, looking back on it, it's a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot better than, like, what it is now. I mean, there's, like,
and
maybe,
then years we're going to be going, oh, man. It was so good in 2014.
Not really.
how great were those sketches where Will Ferrell was the guy getting painted in the art class?
Oh, man. The hippie?
He's just doing, like, weird, gross shit, like grating cheese on his naked body.
Yes.
Will Ferrell's funny.
I liked him on Saturday Night Live. I thought that his characters were fit for Saturday Night Live, but not the silver screen.
What about the white screen?
Maybe. But that first sketch that he was in with the Get Off the Shed, I just knew it. I was like, fuck, like, this guy's gonna beat something, like, and then it happened.
There you go.
Get off the shed.
The Celebrity Jeopardy's got to be, like, the all-time
classics.
Love them. So I can watch them over and over again. Still.
And when you think about the premise...
You crush me, Trebek.
It really just was, like, classic Saturday Night Live where they were just trying to find a way to get everyone's impression into one sketch. But it worked. It
definitely worked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Daryl Hammond, he nails everything that he does.
Yeah.
He got plenty of...
Enormous Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
Yeah, that was this is ridiculous.
Nah, I'm wearing this oversized hat.
Yeah, it's funny because it's bigger than a regular size hat. No, it's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
Jimmy Fallon was doing Adam Sandler. Where'd you get that guitar?
That's not my name. Terry Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Norm, and I don't know if this is true or not, but Norm said that he had actually met Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
And Burt Reynolds said he wanted to come in
walk in on Celebrity Jeopardy while Norm's doing the impression, mm-hmm. punch him in the face, and then stand in on Celebrity Jeopardy, but be dumber
yes.
than the fake Burt Reynolds. but Norm McDonald got fired before that.
Oh, yeah.
Gay.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. Well, Alex Trebek did come in.
Take
on what everybody
mom.
Thought was going to be the last one. It seemed like he was given the sketch of send off because I think it was Will Ferrell's last episode as a cast member.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back and did more.
Yeah.
We watched a whole bunch at work that one.
Oh, yeah.
We put like all of them on. That was classics.
Yep. I could watch all of them tonight and I might do that.
I'll take Trebek's mom for $200.
$200.
The rapist? That's
therapist. I'll take the rapist for $20. Yeah.
Penis, my dear.
Does it work?
I'd like to ask you about the penis mightier. No, that is the pen is mightier.
And then they're interviewing Daryl Hammond. And he's like, there's no reason why he should have been as mean as he was to Alex Trebek.
I just hated him.
See, I never knew like if there was like maybe there was something like back in like the 70s or like they did something together and there was like some kind of like falling out and they happened to know about it and they nope, it was all work.
No. This is I recommend this if anybody can catch it. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you still got the picture up there about this Brazilian shit here.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Is there any more images of the other ones? You said there's going to be.
No, that was the
teams.
Only one on there.
Yeah, that was incredible.
It's a franchise.
Now, that's going to be during the World Cup.
Yeah, well, they're there now.
That's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, it's not official. Like, you know, come to the World Cup and enjoy our world famous Osama bin Bar.
Did you just say come in the World Cup?
Mm. That's disgusting.
Yummy. To you, it may be.
Yeah.
Some people might like that. Gold dust.
There's a guy who, in January this year, expectant father named Steven started the website namemydaughter.com, where anyone on the internet could suggest and vote on potential names for
Tramp.
The baby.
Future whore?
Strumpet.
I think he could have. Yeah, he did all right.
Ass midget.
Amelia Savannah Joy McLaughlin.
Oh.
Short name.
Really?
Okay.
Well, the real first place name, which they didn't go for, was Chitulu Allspark.
What? Allspark?
Yes. Chitulu Allspark.
That sounds like something the Pendulette would name his kid.
Yeah.
Moxie Crime Fighter.
Airport and fucking inspectors. Isn't one of his kids like airport inspector or something?
Pilot and inspector. No, that was Jason Lee, right?
Oh, was it? It was like Kanye West. Was his
name? Oh, it's Moxie Crime Fighter and Zoltan Penn.
So who was the... I think it was Jason Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's look this up.
These fucking celebrities are ass bags.
And, Pilot Inspector Lee.
Oh, man, with a K.
Yeah, Inspector. Casper. Like Inspector 7.
Inspector Fuzz. Listener submission on the Tranny Talk.
Oh, no.
Look up Somik Chan, Russian tranny had me fooled for years.
What?
Can you spell that?
Somik Chan.
Somik Chan. Complete collection. Okay.
It does look like a chick.
Oh, yes, it does. Not in that picture, though.
Not in the...
Jesus.
What?
Put that in the spank bank.
What?
This is a guy.
All right, there's one picture where it looks like Eddie Furlong.
Does look like a chick.
Yeah.
Find one that doesn't look like a chick.
Oh, I don't know. How about the
convince
one with the penis
me.
Hanging out? Right?
Show me. Show me the
show
penis.
Me the money.
Oh, yeah. That's not right.
That right
that's
there.
Not supposed
it's
to be
penis
there.
If I've ever
that's
seen
her
one.
There.
That's not supposed to be there. Okay. Asian. Mm-hmm. How come I'm not surprised?
I don't think he's Asian.
Mongolian.
Looks like
Russian.
I would say Mongolian.
Mm.
Are those real
with the last name? With the last name Chan. And the first name Somik.
Yeah,
I would say she's Mongolian.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That's a product of Chernobyl.
Could be.
Women with penises.
Yeah.
Women with those penises there.
Oof. Yeah, very convincing.
Oh, by the way, is there a new podcast going on tonight?
No.
No?
Why
they
do you
didn't
ask?
Do it?
Who?
Joey Janela and Tom Schultz, who you may remember from Eating Cinnamon.
Yes.
Started their podcast tonight, Boy Talk. But I wish I could like give them an effective plug, but
yeah.
They didn't have any of their shit together until I think like yesterday.
Yeah,
they didn't have a website. They didn't have anywhere to like stream it. Or
as of 10 seconds ago, 5 minutes. We're live at 8 p.m.
Really?
Yep. You fuckers can chat also in there.
Oh, there it is. Is there a website?
Yeah, there's a website.
So anyone not listening to this can tune out and go listen to them.
Yeah,
I'm sure they didn't hear you though.
We'll cross promote. When are you doing your show?
I just posted on his thing. Fuck that. Go to aristocratsradio.com.
Let's start a radio war. Yeah.
Well, Tom,
we'll lose.
Tom, who I work with, I was trying to talk to him about it.
No, bro.
About getting on CWE and then having them live before us, because I'm not sure if there's anything that is live before us.
No.
And then, you know, use it as like a lead-in, and they can have a whole little Sunday night block there.
Yeah, Sunday night. But CWE Sunday night.
I don't know where they ended up going to do all this.
I don't believe they're streaming on a network.
Yeah?
No, I think, because I suggested they do Ustream or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just have the, because really, like, the downloads are where you're going to get most of the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
People just don't have time to sit down and, unfortunately.
And that's what I was discussing with Tom, but he said that he was going to feel like an idiot with the other guy, Joey, promoting it all over the place. Hey, we're going live Sunday, but then they're not going to have anything to do on Sunday.
Yeah.
Being today. So if you want to listen to them...
About 4 minutes.
Oh, and I also pointed out to them that Boy Talk is an awful name.
I think they were going for awful.
I think
awful.
So, yeah.
No. Joey really thinks it's a good idea. And I made this point, and you can go ahead and do this right now. Play along with us if you like. Google Boy Talk podcast and tell me what the number one result is.
Oh, it's going to be gay.
Yes, it absolutely
you know
is
it.
Gay.
You know it.
Boy Talk.
Bailey J just came up.
Boy Talk podcast.
Buck Angel.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What? Go on.
What? The boy diva Rick Cataldo.
Oh no.
Oh, and it's wrestling too? Joins the man diva Tommy Purr. And spill some serious tea on the goings on in the sleazy world of pro wrestling.
Wrestling.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Listen at your own risk. Okay.
Dex.
All right. Yeah. Well, they can fight over the name.
Oh, Tom told me their other idea for a name, which I thought was way better. And that was Crazy Uncle Dave and Friends.
All
right. Okay. Is there going to be an actual Crazy Uncle Dave?
No.
Which is
why I thought it was great.
So it's like Hootie and the Blowfish. Like nobody's really named Hootie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then maybe you keep teasing the appearance of Uncle Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, there's just never an Uncle Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like in the back somewhere. I think he's coming. He's out fixing his truck. I don't know. He's crazy.
Uncle Dave's supposed to call in today. All right. We'll let you know when he calls in and then just go and do a show.
See that? You're a marketing genius.
Yeah, I am.
Let's change the name of this show.
That's a good idea.
To Kevin is a marketing genius. That'll be the name of the show.
Let's at least make it to 10 years with the Aristocrats.
Yeah.
And then we can change
have,
it.
What, 14, 15 months ago?
We can completely flip formats.
Yeah.
Come an all Spanish show.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ese.
Donde estás?
Gracias.
Gracias.
Porque.
Ooh.
Porque.
I got my essay right here for English. Essay. Got my essay.
English.
Essay.
English.
See what I got did some there? Shit going on at home.
See?
So
oh, yeah?
I think I need to need a dip.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You all right?
You know, sometimes your significant other loses her mind.
Oh. Yeah. Well, let's bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want ruffles?
No, thanks.
And we'll pick it back up, let's say Thursday?
Yeah, I think we might have a phone call Thursday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, supposedly there was a big blowout at Yesterkase tonight during the tournament.
Oh, oh,
over 100 shit. People there for
blowout?
It.
Blowout? Whoa. You mean like an Italian's haircut?
Yes,
or like
exactly.
A Bloomin' Onion? Yeah. Paulie D?
So what was your incident here?
Yep. I don't think he wants to talk about it.
Oh, no.
It's a not for air type of thing.
Oh, yeah. So let's, yeah, we'll do a short porch here so Kev can get out of here. Okay. And we'll see you on Thursday. See you at Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com.